Hi guys, welcome to Fantasy NBA GOAT, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all times. This is episode 3, and as usual, I'm not alone. My name is Purity, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Hello everybody, my name is Ivan, and welcome to the third episode of our podcast.
Yes, we are excited. So we're gonna...
Wait, what do you think? Is there... I've been listening to the Fantasy Basketball podcast, and I have never stumbled upon a podcast hosted by a girl.
Really?
No, there isn't any girl.
So I am so happy to be the only girl who's obsessed with basketball and loves doing a podcast. So
okay, let's get going with...
Yay! We're gonna start with the fantasy point leaders of last night's game. And the first one, it goes to Karl Anthony Towns. He had 65.3 points.
Yeah, and let's just mention to people listening, this is official settings of NBA and Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yahoo leagues, the official fantasy points settings for Yahoo leagues.
Yes.
Meaning... points is one. I cannot just. Can you remember? Rebound is 1.2, I think. Block is 3. Steal is 3. What am I missing? Assist is, I think, 1.5.
Yeah.
Well, don't mind if I'm mistaken. I'm not playing this fantasy points leagues. I'm not into fantasy.
He didn't fact check. So.
But I think I was right. So, yeah. Anyways. This is how you get these points. You know, this is how you get 65.3 for you that are not playing fantasy points leagues. It is for casual players, and for someone who is like a casual player, doesn't want to trouble himself with categories. And for the beginners, you can start with if you decide to start playing fantasy, start with these fantasy points leagues because it's really easy. You just care about fantasy points when you're looking for the players, when you're drafting, and you don't care about anything else. You don't have to think about categories, if the guy is good in this category. No, you just care about fantasy points, and that's...
Well, I agree, fantasy points, it's very easy and it's fun. But I would like to play a challenging fantasy as well, like category. Well,
yeah.
If anyone out there has a category league and you have a space for me, let me know.
Now it's...
Okay, next season. Just let me know. Just hit me up on Twitter.
So, Cat 65.3.
Yes, and then we go to Russell Westbrook. He's a monster. He had 60.6. I'm so happy with Russell. I have him and he's doing me great. Like, he has never let me down even one night of one game. Thank you, Russell. Keep up a good gem. Next is Mike Conley. This is shocking to me. Mike Conley, 51.6. Okay, Ben Simmons is next with 50.6. And Gordon Hayward had 50.4. That's great. Next, I'm going to tell you the top waiver ads. And the first one goes to Dwight Powell. He is owned 49% of all Yahoo leagues. Alonzo Trier, 18%. And Mike Scott, 7%. Okay, that's great. And then let's go to FanDuel.
Value of the night. Value of the night. Daily fantasy NBA.
Yes.
So the best value for price. What this is all about.
Yes. And the FanDuel value of the night goes to Gordon Hayward.
Out of Boston Celtics.
Yes, of the Boston Celtics. And his price is $4,500.
Was last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
So he has 50.4 fantasy points. He has 30
That's
points.
That's a great value.
Yeah, it is. Really great.
Great.
He's not available.
I mean...
on any
list. Yeah, but we're talking about...
Fantasy. I know. I'm just mentioning.
His
stat
line was...
30 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 4 threes. Not bad. Let's go next, right? Shall we?
Yeah, let's check on some stats And some stat categories, like we're gonna do points per game leaders, assists per game leaders, rebounds, steals, and blocks per game leaders. Top five players in all of these categories on a season base.
Yes,
a season
that's
base.
Right. So let's start with points per game leaders. First one is James Harden. He had 36.7 points. Amazing. Second is Paul George, 28.6. Next one is Steph Curry, 28.4. Kevin Durant, who had 27.6. Anthony Davis, 27.3. Okay.
Yeah, let's go now to assist leaders.
Per game leaders.
Per game, of course.
We have the first one is Russell Westbrook, 10.8. Kyle Lowry, 10.1. Kyle Lowry, 10.1. Excuse me, guys. Then we have LeBron James, 8.1. Ben Simmons, 7.9, and Drew Holiday, 7.9. Rebounds per game leaders. We have, yes, I knew this one. The first one, Andre Drummond. This guy rebounds like crazy any of his games. He had 15.1. DeAndre Jordan had 13.5. Joel Embiid, 13.5.
Do you know DeAndre Jordan's nickname?
No.
It's 21.
Why? What is his nickname?
It's DeAndre 2000. I don't know why.
Why?
And there is another one, DeAndre. Oh, if you guys know, just email us. it's something that rhymes. But this DeAndre 2000 I like the most.
Okay.
Something like DeAndre the Monster or something. Oh, if you guys know, email us at fantasynbagoat@gmail.com.
Yes. And next is Rudy Gobert, 12.8.
Did you say Joel? Did you?
Yes, I said Joel.
Okay.
I said, and then the last one, but not least.
You didn't say Rudy Gobert. How much?
I did. 12.8.
Mm-hmm.
I did. You're not listening, are you? Last one is Giannis Antetokounmpo, 12.6.
Let's do steals now.
Steals per game leaders. The first one is Paul George, 2.3. James Harden, 2.2. Russell Westbrook, 2.1. Jimmy Butler, 2. And Kawhi Leonard, 1.9. The funny guy. Okay, blocks per game leaders. We have Miles Turner, 2.8. Anthony Davis.
He had 7 blocks last night. That was his career high. Career high. I thought he maybe tied his career high. But no, I think that's his new career high. It was 6 before this.
Impressive.
Yeah, it was 6. He had 6 this year too, just I think like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Anthony Davis was his second.
Anthony Davis is second with 2.5. Mitchell Robinson, 2.3.
And we have to mention, like, Mitchell Robinson, who hasn't been playing a lot since the start of the season. He's been playing more recently and blocking more shots recently, so I think by the end of the season, this is on the yearly base, on the season base.
Yeah,
but
season.
Like if you look the last month, I think he's 3.3. I think we said that on our first podcast, on yesterday's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the season, he might even be second over Anthony Davis. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He's crazy.
He said he wants. He wants to have six blocks per a game.
Mm.
That's impossible. I don't think he can even have like 3.5 blocks.
Well, there are some people who have 5 blocks.
Not per
Why
a game.
Not him? Oh.
Per a game.
Oh, per a game.
Per a game.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then next we have Brook Lopez, 2.3. And last but not least, Rudy Gobert with 2.2.
Okay, so let's see the box scores from the last night. And we're starting with Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers. The Pacers won. It was 96-105. For Pacers, and for Chicago, Zach LaVine had the most points, 27 points, two threes, two rebounds, and two assists for Lavin. Robin Lopez, who is, we mentioned him on our first podcast, the one of the guys who might be available on waiver wires, and if he is in, if you are in some medium-sized league, and of course in a deeper league, don't hesitate, go and grab him. He's playing really good, and you need guys who are playing good now if you want to win your playoffs. He had 20 points last night. He had 6 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 blocks. Lauri Markkanen had a good night. Well, he had a double-double last night with 14 points, 1 3, 3 offensive, 10 defensive rebounds, and 2 assists. For Pacers, the guy who scored the most points was Bojan Bogdanović, 27 points, 4 threes, 6 defensive rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 assist. Darren Collison was good for Pacers. He was the second to score. He scored second most points with 22 points, 3 threes, 4 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Miles Turner, we mentioned him, and imagine if Miles Turner had a triple-double with double-digit blocks. That would be, I don't remember, like, we should have Googled this before we started our podcast. So, guys, if you can find this data for us, email us. We are going to shout out your name or on the next podcast, because I don't remember what someone did, who was the last to do it, because Miles last night he had 10 points, 1 offensive rebound, 10 defensive rebounds, and 7 blocks. So he was 3 blocks short of triple-double, including triple-double with blocks. He also had 2 assists, and he hit 1 3. Arvydas Sabonis. Arvydas Sabonis' son, Domantas Sabonis. He's still on the sidelines. I mean, he's still injured, and he probably won't play this week. So, if you can stack him on your injured list slot, keep him stacked there. If you don't have injured list slots, I don't know what to tell you. It depends on your league size. But they're expecting him next week, probably. So, no, he's a good source of points and, of course, rebounds. So that's it for this game. Okay, let's go to the next game. That next game was Orlando Magic versus Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers won. It was 114 for 76ers, 106 Magic. For the Orlando Magic, Evan, do not Google Fournier, 25 points, 5 threes, and 1 steal. That was all from Fournier. Aaron Gordon, he finally had a good game, 24 points, 2 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, and 3 assists. Well, I don't know if we can call that. Well, it was good. It was a decent game from Gordon. Gordon, not very great. Jonathan Isaac, he was good. Like, he was very good. Not excellent, but he was very good. 16 points, 4 threes. Only 1 offensive rebound, only 4 defensive rebounds, 1 block. That's okay for him. He's like, I expect him to be like close to 2 blocks per game guy, like 1.5 block per game guy next season maybe. He didn't have steals. That's where his value comes from, like steals, blocks, threes. No, he's like dual fantasy basketball guy. He had four threes. That's really good. And the points were Finally, after several games with low points, he was good. One assist, and he's gonna be one of those guys that we're gonna be talking a lot this summer. He's gonna be hyped a lot before the next year fantasy draft. And well, it's too early now to think about his positional drafts, but I think he's gonna be probably top 50. Yeah, top 50 next season. Okay, let's do 76ers now. Jay Redick. He had 27 points, 6 threes, 5 defensive rebounds. He was good. Tobias Harris, he stacked all categories. Yeah, all categories. 21 points, 1 3, 1 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. He was great. And next summer, the Sixers, they will have to decide. I don't think they will keep Tobias and Jimmy Butler, you know. So, what do you think? Who are they going to keep, Tobias or Jimmy Butler?
Well, they just pick Tobias. Why would they trade him again?
Not trade him. Who will they sign? They will be free agents. Who will they sign?
Well, if they, I think Tobias Harris. They're gonna sign Tobias Harris for sure.
Yeah, I also think they will keep Tobias Harris, because they will it will cost a lot. Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler. They might keep all of them, but I think the most likely scenario is they just choose one of those two guys. If they keep all of them, well, good for them. But Tobias Harris is just he's better character. He's like not problematic as Jimmy Butler, and he's playing really, really good. Like this line from the last night. He did all. He filled all the stat categories. And let's continue with Sixers. Ben Simmons. Did you read the blocks and steals too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I said 1 block, 2 steals, 12 rebounds. Yeah, he was great. Okay, let's continue. I forgot. I started talking and I forgot what category, if I read everything. Ben Simmons, he had 16 points, 4 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds, 8 steals, so that was always a triple-double. 8 assists, so that was almost a triple-double, but 2 assists short of a triple-double, 2 steals and 1 block, also great stat line. And Joel Embiid didn't play because of his knee injury. He didn't travel to Chicago to the next game that 76ers are playing, and he'll be able to play sometimes this week. This is what the official news from 76ers is, but he didn't practice this Tuesday, so we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, if you have Joel Embiid, you're keeping him, you're stacking him, even though if you don't have injury slot, it is what it is. You have to wait for him, and he will play, like, because their Sixers are they made the playoffs, and I hope that he will play, because I don't think they're just gonna play him. I don't think that the first game they play him will be playoff game. That's my assessment. But you keep him and wait for the best. So the next game was Houston Rockets versus Toronto Raptors, 107-95. Rockets win. James Harden was the best, of course, with 35 points, with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Oh, not very best game from Harden. Eric Gordon, 13 points, 3 threes, 1 assist. Clint Capella, 9 points, 5 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, 1 steal, 1 assist, 1 block. Clint Capella wasn't that good since he returned from his hand operation that he had. And even him, he said that he's not being 100%. He's still not 100%. Since he returned, he didn't score a lot. I don't have here his stat line from his previous games, but he didn't score a lot of points. Rebounds were kind of okay. Blocks, decent. So this is the most rebounds I think he scored since he returned, but points are still not that good. But I think if your playoffs still haven't started, and I think he will be good since when your playoffs start, or like when your semifinals, finals, if you're qualified for finals starts, I think he will be good when you need him the most. So just hope that's how it's going to be. For Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, 26 points, 1 3, 2 offensive rebounds, 4 defensive rebounds. Pascal Siakam, 17 points. This guy, if the Kawhi Leonard doesn't sign for Toronto Raptors this summer, this guy is going to be great next season. He's also going to be one of these guys that we're going to be talking a lot next season. He's going to be maybe one of the best players, best player in Raptors. If not, then second best player in Toronto. He's just great. 17 points, 2 threes, 4 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds from Pascal. And Serge Ibaka was really, really good last night. 10 points, 5 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, and 5 blocks. That was Serge Ibaka of all times, if you guys remember. If you can recall this early season, early years, Ibaka from Oklahoma City Thunder. So next game was Portland Trail Blazers versus Memphis Grizzlies, 111-120 for Memphis. Grizzlies won. For Portland, CJ McCollum scored the most points, 27, 3 threes, 2 assists, 1 block. Damian Lillard, 24 points, 3 threes, 1 offensive, 1 defensive rebound, and 8 assists. Maurice Harkless was good, 20 points, 1 offensive rebound, and 5 defensive rebounds. For Memphis, as you said, Mike Conley was great. People were expecting him to be shut down, but he's obviously well, he's still not shut. They still haven't shut down him. He's playing really good. He was game time decision.
Well, he was.
I think he was game time decision.
Yeah.
For this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he played and he was great. 40 points. 40 points. 6 threes. 3 defensive rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. He was really good. Jonas Valančiūnas, 17 points, 1 3, 2, and only 2 defensive rebounds. I mean, only 2 rebounds. That's really bad from Valančiūnas. I don't know why this lack of rebounds. And 1 block. Avery Bradley had 14 points, 3 threes, 3 defensive rebounds, 3 steals, 3-3-3, everything was 3 for him, and 2 steals for Avery Bradley. Next game, Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves. 120 for Thunder and 131 for Timberwolves. Wolves won. Why? You're.
I'm a wolf. Woo!
Yeah, explain to the people, they do not get our internal jokes. Your fantasy basketball team name.
Fantasy. Yes, I am a lady wolf.
Woo! Lady wolves. You're.
Yeah, we are not defeated. We are wolves.
Oklahoma City Thunder. Russell Westbrook, 38 points. 5 threes, 2 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds, 6 assists, great set line, 4. Russell Westbrook, Paul George, 25 points, 4 threes, 1 offensive, 4 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Steven Adams was great, 13 points, 9 offensive rebounds. If you're playing a league that has offensive and defensive rebounds, like, he might single-handedly win you this offensive rebound category this week. I said 9 offensive, 2 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Great, great stat line from Steve Adams. Minnesota Timberwolves, Cat, 41 points, 3 threes, 6 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. But he didn't have blocks.
Yeah,
but even though he didn't have blocks, this is great from Cat and for all of us, Cat owners. Let's keep hoping that he's gonna keep playing good now when playoffs starts. And Andrew Wiggins. For all of Andrew Wiggins owners, I don't know if there are many Andrew Wiggins owners around there.
Well, yeah, they are. He's not available.
Do you have any shares of Andrew Wiggins?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me too. 0 shares of Andrew Wiggins. I had Andrew Wiggins in my Dynasty League. In that league, I had Andrew Wiggins since he was a rookie. I was hoping so much. I expected so much from this guy. He disappointed me so much. And the best decision that I did this year is sacking Andrew Wiggins at the beginning of the season. Getting Jonathan Isaac. Yeah, well, I think I got decision. I got Jonathan Isaac. So Andrew Wiggins was decent last night. 18 points, 3 threes, 1 offensive rebound. A rebound, 5 defensive rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Do not expect this from Andrew Wiggins on nightly basis. Jeff Teague had 16 points, 1 3, 5 defensive rebounds, 12 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Good line from Jeff Teague. And the last game of the night. Boston Celtics versus Golden State Warriors, 128-95. Celtics won. Kyrie Irving had 19 points, 2 threes, 1 offensive rebound, 4 defensive rebounds, 11 assists, and 2 steals. Jason Tatum was good. He was really good. 17 points, 1 3, 5 defensive rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. And Marcus Morris had 10 points, 2 threes, and 1 defensive rebound. For Warriors, Stephen Curry scored the most points, 23, 4 threes, 3 defensive rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Kevin Durant, he was not that good last night, 18 points and pretty much nothing else, only 2 assists, 1 steal. Marcus Cousins had 10 points, 9 rebounds and 4 assists.
That is it, guys, for today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope we gave you some pointers to win your fantasy.
Yes, and guys, please subscribe to our social network accounts. Follow us on Twitter, like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Our username, our handle is Fantasy NBA Goat, and go check out our website. You can listen to our podcast on our website too. Our website address is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with W E E B L Y. Yes, and if you want to listen to older episodes of our podcast, I mean, when I say older, we had only two episodes before this one. Go to anchor.fm / fantasy NBA goat. If you have some suggestion, some question, whatever.
Yeah, just email us.
Something that you want to for us to answer on our podcast, or if you want us to add something on our podcast that you would like to listen about, just email us at, do you know our address?
Yes, it's NBA Fantasy Goat at Gmail, right?
No, it's like our handle. It's same everywhere. Fantasy NBA Goat at
Gmail.
@gmail.com. So, is that all? Did we forget
something? No, we didn't forget anything. So, we are done here. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Bye, guys. Have a nice day.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.